Love in the Absence by Emily Sung, 13. We matured from silence and slammed doors to late night drives, random side quests for boba, random Target runs, and walking Mindy at 10. I still remember that one night when our parents created a hurricane in the house, hurling words, hearts, and tubs of Vaseline. I ran into your room crying. You gave me headphones and told me to sleep. I sat there in the sanctuary of your room, a place where I'm not usually allowed. You stormed into the living room and stopped the thunder. I don't even know how. When our grandma was on her deathbed, you gave me a hug. The first not forced hug you gave me in 12 years. You knew I was not okay, as losing Nai-Nai was like losing a mother. And then there was the time your friend used my towel. You scolded her, scared I would break out in hives. You washed my towel before I came home. I wouldn't have even known, except your friend told me. You don't say the words, you show them. And that's one of the many things I look up to you for. So, if you ask me for my last chip, I would say no. But if you ask me for my kidney, I wouldn't hesitate. If I begged you to play volleyball with me, you would say no. But you would be there for me the second it truly mattered. A year ago, I was terrified how you weren't always going to be next door. You were going to college in a different state. A week after school started, I ran into your room wanting to tell you something. All I saw was your empty bed. And so, after losing Grandma, and now you, I have learned the courage of loving in the absence.